The Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Peter began to say to Jesus, "We have given up everything and followed you." Jesus said, "Amen, I say to you, there is no one who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the sake of the gospel, who will not receive 100 times more now in this present age houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and eternal life in the age to come. But many that are first will be last, and the last will be first." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Okay, now our little gospel today, this follows immediately on what we heard yesterday, the story of the rich young man. So if you didn't hear me yesterday, we just have to recap, because this really only makes sense in the context of that. The rich young man comes to Jesus in the gospel yesterday, and he says, "Lord, I've kept all the commandments. What more do I need to do?" And Jesus says, "If you want to be perfect, go and sell what you have, give it to the poor, come and follow me." And the man walks away sad because his possessions were many and he wouldn't give them up. And Jesus shocks and astonishes his apostles, and he says how hard it is for those who are rich to enter into the kingdom of God. And they're astonished to hear this, because that was the absolute opposite of what the Jewish people believed. In the Old Testament, wealth was a sign of divine favor. So if it was impossible for the rich to enter into the kingdom of God, then nobody could enter into the kingdom of God. You remember the story of Job? He was blessed when he was rich. He was cursed when he was poor. Listen when you hear the Psalms read. God's blessings are described in explicitly material terms much of the time, right? Our barns overflowing, our fields decked with wheat, our cattle heavy with young. And now here's Jesus saying how hard it is for somebody like that to enter into the kingdom of God. And the apostles are astonished, and Peter speaks for the whole lot of them, and he doesn't know what else to say, and he says, "We've given up everything and followed you." But I tell you, there's one thing that astonishes the apostles then that still astonishes us now, and that is, namely, why does God ask so much of some people and not others? You know, there are lots of rich young men in the Gospels. Remember Joseph of Arimathea? You remember Zacchaeus, the tax collector? They were both rich young men. Jesus didn't ask them to give up everything they owned. Zacchaeus, he was only asked to give up 1/4 of what he owned. And best we can tell, Joseph of Arimathea, he didn't give up anything. So why did the rich young man have to give up so much? Well, it raises this larger question. When God asks more of some people than he does of others, it's because he has a greater plan for them in this world. And ultimately, it's because he wants to draw them even closer to himself. You want to know the real sign of divine favor? These are the ones that are asked to give up the most for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. These are the ones God will draw the closest to himself. But before he can do that, we must freely and from our hearts renounce what we're clinging to. I think I mentioned this before, but in the savannas of southern Africa, and I've seen this with my own eyes because I was there, the sand people of Botswana, they have a trap for a baboon. And they take melon seeds and they put it into a small little hole, and the curious baboon, he follows right after, and he reaches in and he grabs the melon seeds and he makes a fist. And he'll actually allow himself to get trapped before he'll let go of what he's clinging to. He could easily run away to freedom, but he won't. And so, too, we go away like that rich young man, sad, because we won't give up what we're clinging to, and it has to be free, and it has to be from the heart, and only you can do it. It can be very hard to renounce the last few things that you might have in this world. It can be very, very painful, but God is never outdone in generosity. You ever feel like God has snuffed out the last candle in your life? If that ever happens, please know it's only because he intends to bring you out into the sunlight. Would that we could say with St. Peter, we've given up everything to follow you. Let's be able to say that and from our hearts. And let's not forget that same St. Peter back here in the first reading. He says, it is written, be holy, says the Lord, because I am holy. Not just be good, but be holy. So if you ever feel like the Lord is asking more of you than he's asking of others, do not be afraid. He's drawing you closer to himself. And let's respond to him with love, generosity, and faith. Amen.